Hi, welcome to the third edition of the podcast for Foxwatch. This is June now, and hopefully you've had a very good watch in May. If not, I hope you've enjoyed listening to the podcast and learned a little bit of information about watching foxes and the lives of foxes. So now we're in June. The cubs are pretty independent of the den and will start to be sort of sleeping out in hedges and things like that. This time of year, the parents actually put the cubs in what I call a kind of a visiting station, in which they will visit the cubs around 8 o'clock in the evening and play with them, and the cubs will still suckle from the parents, even though they're quite big now and they can eat solid food and their teeth have pretty much developed very well. They will suckle just for a little bit, and also by this time of year the adults, at least the vixen, would have shown them quite a lot around the territory, different parts of the territory, perhaps different dens. They may have been split up into different areas, in a hedge or in another part of a forest, and just sort of like let the cubs get to know the territory very, very well, and make them feel a little bit more sort of encourage them to sort of leave the den. And by now the cubs will actually already started to try and hunt for themselves. They'll often try and stalk rabbits or wood mice or even field voles, and which they can hear rustling in the grass. And they also by now know how to catch worms and insects in the grass and lots of other little things, which the vixen would have taught them. The vixen actually takes them around and shows them how to forage individually. She'll teach them how to pull out worms from the ground and how to find little bits of food, little bits of insects, all types of little creatures that may be foraging around, anything that's worth eating basically. And now that the cubs are mature, they will also start to I suppose intimidate each other a little bit. I mean, play start to get a bit more rough. They become more louder. They become louder, and it's sort of a lot of screaming going on, and a lot of screaming and fighting over food and things like that. This becomes more and more often during June. They're a lot more vocal. They're starting to become strong and looking more like adults, of course. And they've got a lot more go in them, you know. They also now start to become a bit more nocturnal than usual. I mean, if you're walking through long grass, long meadows, you probably disturb them lying out in the grass or things like that during the day. And then but it's a good time now if you hang around where cubs are sort of sleeping. Sometimes they're still down the earth, their original earth where they were born, but often they'll all be sleeping if the weather's quite dry and nice. They'll be sleeping out in the grass quite away from the earth, or the bottom of a hedgerow. If you kind of know where they are, you'll often see where their scats are, their droppings, where they've been hanging around, and couches where they've been sleeping. And if you kind of hang around in the territory, you should be able to see them emerging sort of towards evening time. And then they will start to perhaps play and squabble and fight a little bit. And also, if you position yourself around these areas around 8 o'clock in the evening, especially when the weather's good, when it's sunny, you should see the parents coming to visit the cubs. They'll bring them a bit of food, maybe a blackbird or a vole or a rabbit or something, if you're lucky to see that. And it's very interesting to sort of watch the interaction that time of the evening, and you can also get some great photographs of well-grown cubs and parents together, especially if the sun's shining or if there's a good sunset and things like that, which is great to get that sort of footage this time of year. So I think I've just about covered everything for June. Listen for the July podcast and so that I can tell you what to look out for in July. And I hope you have a good Foxwatch this month, and please email me, of course, with any queries. Feel free to do that. anything else you want to know, or any other unusual sightings you've seen in June or any of the other months, but particularly at the moment this podcast is concentrating on June, anything that you may have seen. I mean, there's still a lot to learn about fox behaviour that we don't know, so any comments, anything at all is very welcome on our website. And keep listening, and good luck with your Foxwatch. Thank you.